Good morning, everybody. Let's start the gospel reading in Genesis, Genesis chapter 22. All right. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 3, in the first book of the Bible. It says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it up on Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on an altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And then the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offering him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. We're going to read until here for now. Okay. So what we have here is that Abraham and Isaac were walking together to this mountain over there. And, Abraham made an altar, and he put his son. I don't know how you imagine that, but seeing a father putting his son on that altar over there, and then he grabbed his knife. He was about to slay his son. I don't know what was going through Isaac's mind or Abraham's mind, but they knew something. Death was around them. Maybe when after everything passed and the angel of the Lord told Abraham not to slay his son, maybe Isaac was thinking, man, I could have died, or I was supposed to die in there, you know? And I want to tell you something. Last Monday, I was working, I install rain gutters. So we were working there in this house, and my partner and I were installing one piece on the first story house. So he was on the middle of a gutter. He was like 30 feet or so long. So he was in the middle, I was in the corner. So we had a ladder this tall maybe. So he went up about three or four steps. I saw him lose his balance, maybe the ladder slipped. And one leg went to the dirt, and then he moved. I saw him went like this, and he went back, and he landed on his butt. But then after that, he went back, and he hit himself on the concrete with his head. I saw the whole thing, and I was expecting to see the blood coming around his neck. So I came down, and mind you, this is real fast. I came down and he was laying there. His eyes went blank. He was like shaking like this, and he was making noises. I just couldn't believe that was happening, like, to me or to him. Then all of a sudden, he was like this shaking, and then he went like, and his eyes were moving, his arms were moving, and then he was like, the first thing that came to my mind was, man, he's dead. He died. It felt really weird. It felt like I was, like, a part of me was watching the whole thing. The other part of me was wondering what to do. I don't know. It was really crazy, because I've never experienced something like that. And by the time I thought he was dead, I run to the truck. We have this medical kit. So I grabbed those wipes. They're called ammoniac or something like that. It's like alcohol wipes. So I just put it next to his nose. And he started like this. And so I'm like, oh, he didn't die. After that, a lot of things were going through my mind. That could have been me. He could have died. Could have been worse. What if he died, and what would I say to my boss, to his relatives? What if that was me? What would I do? Or a lot of things. You know what's funny? 5 minutes before the accident happened, my boss gave me a call and said, oh, you guys, when you guys are finished there, you guys are going to help somebody else in another job. So just give me a call when you guys are done. So the accident happened. So my partner woke up and he was like, where am I? What am I doing here? How do we get here? He lost his memory, and I thought he was fine when he woke up, but he wasn't. He lost his memory, and I mean, I've only watched or seen that in the cartoons or something, but that guy lost his mind. His memory. So I called my boss, and I called 911. The paramedics were on his way. I called my boss, and he said, the first thing he said, wow, you guys done already? I was like, something happened, Bob, and Benny had an accident and this and that, but can you picture if he would have died in there? Oh, you guys done already? No, Bob, Benny died. You know, that was 5 minutes before the accident. Bob was telling me to go somewhere else. 5 minutes after, Benny was... he didn't know where he was. So I wanna share one thing. We had plans for the day. Those plans didn't result as we planned. We didn't go help my other partner with another job. We spent the whole day in the hospital. So one thing is that I saw death, or I felt death really close. I saw that like passing by. Maybe Isaac felt the same thing. He felt death really, really close to him as he saw his father with a knife on top of him. I'm pretty sure that most of you guys have some experiences like that, you know, a heart attack, an accident, car accident. A lot of things that remind you that death is really around us. Now, you may have had close calls, as you may say, but you are still alive. You are here right now. But I want to tell you something. Our brain doesn't have the ability or the capability of paying attention to everything at once. So what it does is just filters all the information that it gathers. So it just pays attention to what it thinks that it's important or relevant. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you one question, and of course don't answer, just answer to yourself, but I wanna see if you get the correct answer, okay? Ready? Let's say a bus is leaving from here, from Norco to LA, okay? And it's gonna make several stops. And the bus is, in the beginning, it has 10 guys in there, okay? 10 guys. So from here, it departs and it's on its way, it makes a stop, okay? It has 10 guys. So two guys get off the bus, two guys get off of the bus, only one guy gets in the bus, okay? Answer to yourself in your head. So the bus continues. Makes another stop. This time, only two guys get off the bus. Continues. Next stop, one guy gets in the bus. Okay? So it's on his way to LA. Next stop, five guys get on the bus. Okay? Almost going to LA, almost getting to LA. Only two guys get off the bus. Think you got the answer? How many stops did the bus make? Well, pretty sure you didn't have the answer because you were paying attention to the guys that were getting on and off the bus. But the information was there. You could have counted the times that the bus were making the stops. The information was there, but your brain wasn't paying attention to it, because he was focusing on something that he thought that it was relevant or important, right? So when I say, or when I ask you, what did the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for you? You easily say, oh, he died on the cross for sinners, or he was crucified. But because you've been hearing that a long time ago, over and over again, you don't actually take the time to process it or to really think about it really deep. It's like, you know the answer, but you don't really pay attention to it. How many times have you stopped and really think what happened there? Why did he do it? How did it happen? Is it something that you just have in the back of your head? Like, oh, I know this. I know this. I've been hearing a lot of time. I come here. This happens every Sunday. We hear the gospel. Then we eat lunch. Then we go our house. It's like coming here and, I mean, you see Ricky, okay? Next Sunday you come, you see Ricky. So the following Sunday, you come here and you see Ricky and you're like, okay, so he's here. Well, what if you see Obama or somebody here? Like somebody who does not come every single Sunday, so you actually pay attention to it because it's something that you don't see every day, okay? So I want you to take the time to actually pay attention to what happened on the cross of Calvary. Can you imagine the palm of your hand? Can you take a look at it, and then imagine laying on a piece of wood, then have somebody to pull a nail in it. And you can feel the nail poking in your hand. Then have that person to hammer the nail. You can feel the nail going through your hand into the wood. Then the other hand, same thing. Then your feet. On top of that, you are naked in front of everybody, and everybody's making fun of you. Everybody's mocking you. People pass by and they spit on your face. Have you ever been stabbed by a thorn? And you have somebody to make a crown of thorns and put it in your head. Then somebody whips your back. You're bleeding everywhere. Can you picture yourself in that situation? Even if you could, it would not be enough, or you would never understand what the Lord Jesus Christ suffered on that cross. Because on top of that, he was receiving the punishment for everybody's sins, for your sins and for my sins. How would it feel to be forsaken by God? To be hanging on that cross and thinking that you're doing that for somebody else. Now I want to ask you something. Have you taken the time do you have a moment in your life when you stop, you look up, and you ask God for mercy? Not for what's happening in your life right now, but for your sins. Have you asked God for forgiveness? Have you trusted Jesus? That's what we were singing right now. Have you trusted Jesus and his saving power? Do you have that moment? Because we may have had close calls, like in the beginning I was saying. But there is somebody that actually died. He died already for you. It wasn't a close call, or it wasn't something to pay attention. He died on the cross. Isaac had a replacement. As we read, there was a ram stuck in that thicket by his horns. So Isaac didn't die. They took the ram and they put it into the altar, and they sacrificed the ram. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is our ram. He died instead of us. He died in our place. We should have been the ones hanging on that cross. We should have been the ones burning on the lake of fire for eternity, because we are sinners. Thankfully, the Lord already died for you and for me, so he was crucified in your place. All you have to do is repent from your sins and trust him as your Savior. Now, do you have a moment in your life? Can you answer that for me in your head? You cannot lie to yourself. Do you remember a moment in your life when you look up to Jesus and ask him for forgiveness? If you don't, right now could be the moment. Right now could be the moment that someday after you will remember and you will look back to it. You know why? You don't have to do anything because he did it already. You don't have to do anything because he died for you. All you have to do is repent and trust him. That guy on the ladder, Benny, even though I saw him fail, it took like 1 second maybe for him to fail and hit his head. I wasn't thinking of anything when I saw him, or even when I saw him, you know, shaking. I wasn't thinking of anything. I wasn't thinking or of taking his pulse and to see if his heart was beating. You don't have time for that when you're about to die, when you have death really close. You don't have time for anything. You don't have time to think. And it happens just like this. Just a moment. So I want to leave you with that question. If you have that moment in your life, and if you don't, right now is the moment. Right now. We have right here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved you. God loved you, he gave his Son so you could have everlasting life. Just trust in the Lord as your Savior. Ask him for forgiveness. He's listening to you. If you do that, the Bible says that you will be saved if you trust him. I hope you have that moment when you know you're saved. If you don't, this is the moment right now. There's a saying that tomorrow is not promised. But I just realized last Monday, that 5 minutes ahead of you are not promised either. Not even a minute ahead of you. He didn't fall from the first story or the second story. He fell for, I don't know, 3-4 feet. You can fall from that high, getting off of the van, getting off your car, just tripping or slipping outside the door and hit yourself in the head, and that's it. And just trust in the Savior. And he has the power to save you. And if you do that, you won't go to the lake of fire. You will be in heaven forever with him. So I just want to leave that question to you. And I hope you will be saved tonight.